Today's share of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Vav Amud Aleph, and we will begin and conclude Simen Ayin Beis, which is the halacha of Din Nose Hamito V'Hamenachamim V'Hamelavim, the halachas of the people that are carrying Rachmana Litzlan a coffin, and the people that are coming to be Menachem to comfort, and the people that are coming to be escorting the Avelim. What are their halachas in regards to the obligation to say Kriyashma? The Mechaber begins and he says, Nosei Hamito, the Chilufeim, those that are carrying the actual bier, the coffin, the Chilufeim, and those that will take their place, the Chilufei Chilufeim, and those that will take their place. Bein Osom Shehem Lefnei Hamito, whether they're in front of the Mito right then and there, Bein Osom Shehem Liachareo, or those that are behind it, Meachar Shalemito Tzorech Behem, as long as they are needed to go and carry the Nebuch, the dead person, they're all Peturim, they're all exempt. Ushar HaMalavin is a mace, the other people that are escorting the mace, She'ein Lamita, that don't have Lamita Tzorech Behem, that don't have an immediate obligation to go and carry the coffin, they're not expected to carry the coffin, so then those other people are Chayovim, they are required to say the Shema. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'chilufei chilufeim, the ones that will take over from those that will take over. Even though technically, let's say you have a group of six people that are carrying, six other people that are waiting in the wings, and another six that are waiting in the wings. So the third group of six that are waiting in the wings to carry, they could theoretically have said the Kriyashma while the first group or the second group are carrying the mace. Afilu hachib turim. Even so, nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the name of the Olas HaTamid, that they are, in fact, potter. Why? Sometimes things change, and the group says, we're very tired, we need somebody to take over. And therefore, they need to be immediately available to replace the groups in front of them. If they were in the middle of Shema, they couldn't stop. So therefore, we say, don't even start the Shema, you are exempt from the Shema, because you may be needed. Sifkot and Beis, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Bohem, they switch with them. Bahem kigon beir sheish bo chabura muzimunenes lekach. We're talking about here where there were designated chevra kadisha members that would go and carry the coffin, and nobody else carried it. The chol b'nei chabura and all of the members of the chevra kadisha machlif in losseis. They would exchange. You carry it now. I'll carry it in a few minutes. You carry it. I'll carry it later. L'fishukulam chafetz and liskos bo, because they were the regular members of the chevra kadisha and were expected and wanting to do this tremendous mitzvah. Therefore, kulam keturim, since any one of them could be called upon at any minute, they're all exempt from saying kriyashma. Lefishem trudim tirdas mitzvah, because they're involved and totally osuk in doing this mitzvah. Vafilu harichokim yamita, and even those that are far away from the actual carrying of the coffin, since they're expected and want to and will carry it at some point in time, they have to be ready at any moment. The issue footnote number one brings down, le'inyan misha osik b'mitzvah v'ikar kavanaso l'kabel schar. What happens if these are paid members? Does that change around the equation at all? So we learned previously in Sivan Lamed Ches, She'ein Dino Ka'osik B'mitzvah. If somebody is purely doing it for monetary reward, it's a job, then Chayev B'mitzvah. So he would be, in fact, obligated. V'imein Sham Acher, unless there's nobody else, She'yaseh Etz HaMitzvah Elohu, then the Bir Halacha is uncertain and says maybe you can be in that situation. She'efsho Shafilu im Ikor Kavanoso L'Kabuskar, even if his primary purpose is to make money, nevertheless, Nechshav Osek B'mitzvah is still called being Osek in the Mitzvah. And certainly, if his kavanah is to do the mitzvah, but also to make money, that certainly would be considered as osek b'mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah continues, and he comments, however, b'makom she'ein chabura hamuzumenes lekach, but if you don't have a designated chevra kedisha, that they're the ones that only do the carrying, hasmuch l'mita p'turim, then those people that are next to the coffin are potter. They're possibly going to be immediately necessary to go and carry the coffin. Lefisha derech lezakosim bi hamitzvah. Kishiyich balanosim. Because as soon as the people that are carrying it get tired, they're going to have to jump in. Avol rechokim, and the people that are far away, they're not necessarily expected to go carry the coffin. They're not part of the regular chevra kedisha that demands and wants to do this mitzvah. Therefore, they are chayiv in kriyashma. Tzivkot and gimel. The Mishnah Berurah writes that all of the people that aren't the regular members over here of the Chevra Kedisha, and they're not right by the beer, so then they are Chayiv in Kriyashma. The Mishnah Berurah says that they're Chayiv in Kriyashma, And even though this is a very important aspect of Gemilas Chasadim, Gemilas Chasadim in the Torah, and this is a Daraisa, so one might have said that they're exempt as well. They're not truly busy, they're not osuk, they're not totally involved in the mitzvah. And they could say the first pasuk of Shema and Baruch Shem Kavod with Kavona while they're standing, and therefore Vahashar Kishem Alchem, they can say the rest of it while they're walking, and therefore they are obligated to say the Kriya Shema. However, Avo Petur Mitvila, but they are exempt from having to say Shemoneh Esrei, as we'll learn in Siman Kuvav. Siv Beis, the Mechaber writes, Ein Motzin Es Hameis Samuch L'Kriya Shema. One shouldn't start the funeral taking the mace out if it's right next to the Zman for Kriya Shema. She'ain shos lahotzio, there won't be time in that situation to take the mace out, ulekovro, and to bury the mace, kodim shegiyah zman kriyashma, without it entering into the zman that you would have to say kriyashma. So you shouldn't start in this situation. Vim hischilu lahotzio, but if you did start, ein mafsikin kidei likros, then we don't stop and make them read kriyashma, we allow them to finish the burial, and if they miss kriyashma, then they're still considered exempt. Mishnah Brura in Sivkot and Dalet writes, but if it already is the time for Kriyashma, they shouldn't do the burial then. They should wait till there's an adequate amount of time that most people could have davened. The gam shenosi amita kvar korov hispalu, and that as well, the people carrying the coffin will have had time to daven and to read Kriyashma. And this is true, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Hey, afilu odm choshev, this is even for a very important person. Because nowadays there is nobody that would be of such a high caliber that we should not have the people say Kriyashma and Tfila if it already is this man for Kriyashma. In Sivkot and Vav, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Mistimas Lishono, from the lack of comment by the Mechaber, Mashma, it appears, Dechein Adin B'Kriyashma Shel Arvis. The same thing would apply by the Kriyashma of Mariv, of Arvis, if they would go take the mace out, if already Zman for Kriyashma, that they say Kriyashma first. Uladina Hiskimu Achronim Lohaka B'Shel Arvis. However, the Aloch Lamaisa is brought down in the name of the Magin Avram, the El Yerab, and the Shagas Aryeh, is that one should, in fact, be Makel by night time. And you can bury the person without first davening. Because here, if they don't bury the person as soon as possible, then they'll be over the prohibition of lo solen, do not leave the dead body out. Even though there would be theoretically time for them to bury the person after they've said kriyashma and daven shmoneh esrei by ma'ariv, al koponim yavar ol mitzvas aseh, they would nevertheless be neglectful of ki kovortik berenu bayom ahu, that a person should be buried that day that he passes away. In lo yikberenu kodim shkei sacham, if they don't bury him before the sun is set. But if it is already delayed till after it's nightfall, then they should already daven maariv first and then finish off the burial. In Dirshu footnote number 5, he brings down from the Shevet HaLevi Zatzal, that we're not makbid to make sure that we bury him prior to nightfall. You try not to delay it more than necessary. Don't have them be buried at the end of the night. Bury them earlier in the evening, in the night. But one should try in a situation to do it as soon as possible, unless the only time you're allowed to delay a burial is when you're doing it for the covet of the mace. If the mace would be better served, his honor would be better served by delaying to allow, let's say, relatives to come, to allow people to gather, or whatever the reason might be, so then one is allowed to delay because it's the covet of the mace and it's not considered a desecration of the mace. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Zayin writes, if you've already started, even after the Zman, then you're allowed to finish it without being mafsik. Hischilu lahotzio, afilu achar shegiyah zman kriyashma. As I just mentioned, this is talking about even if it's after the Zman of kriyashma has been reached. Sivkot and Ches, ein mafsikim, we don't have to stop in that situation. Pirush, what do we mean? Om hatzrichim losei samita, we're talking about the people that have to carry the coffin. Afilu miyavar ayideh zeh zman kriyashma. We don't have to stop, even though the Zman of Kriyashma had already started, they hadn't said Kriyashma, and now by carrying out the coffin and burying the person, they're definitely going to miss Zman Kriyashma. We still allow this, Dikvura Mesim Dvar Torah, because the burial of dead people is a Dvar Torah. Therefore, it is permissible and it trumps the saying of the Kriyashma. However, avol elu she'ein lamita tzorach behem, but those people that aren't essential for the actual carrying of the coffin, then chayavim likros tekef afal pishiyesh adayin od shos. Then they should read it right away, even though they could argue that there's still time to say it later on. The issue footnote number 7 brings down dafka kan, only in this situation, showed tziyu samuch l'zman kriyashma, when they took the base out, when it was near the time of his kriyashma, in that situation, nechshav shehisko be'isr, that they were considered this, they started this be'isr, and then the people that aren't actively carrying the coffin should stop and say the kriyashma. However, but if they started the burial process well before the zman of kriyashma, this is called Shehiskel Beheter. They started it with perfect permissibility. And this situation, even though now it's Zman for Kriyashma, but if they estimate that there will be time after the burial to still say Kriyashma, then Eino Tzorach L'Hafzik, they don't have to stop now. They can wait till the end of the burial and then say Kriyashma when it's still Zman Kriyashma at that conclusion of the burial. Siv Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Ha'om Ha'oskim Behesped, the people that are involved in the eulogies for the dead person. Bizman shameis mutalufneim, while the dead person is literally in front of them, nishmatim echod echod v'korim nimspalim. Then, even though the eulogies are going on, they should slip away one by one, so to say the kriyashma, then come back, somebody else will slip away, they come back, etc., etc., until they've all said kriyashma. However, eina meis mutalufneim, but if the meis isn't over there, so then they should stop, heim korim nimspalim. They could go and stop and read the kriyashma and say shmon esrei. The onen yoshev domim, and the relatives of the person, so they're sitting there, they're not allowed to daven because the burial hasn't occurred yet, they're parted from davening, so they should sit there silently and wait till the people have finished davening, and then they can conclude the hespedim at that point and the burial. In Sivkotin Tes, the Mishnah Berurah writes that if the mace is there, they each leave one by one while they're saying the hesped, the eulogies, to go and say kriyashma, because they're not allowed to read the kriyashma right where they're sitting or standing in front of the mace, because as we said, that's loeg larosh. You're making fun, so to say, of the mace. Ha ha, we can read kriyashma and you no longer can. The Mishnah Berurah writes, mispalim, they can also say shmon esrei. The harbi poskim chokim. Here, however, others disagree and say they can't say shmon esrei. Usviluhu, they kelu linyan tvila, the mace, mutal lifneim. They hear that they were makel with the mace in front of them, kivan shatvila hu the rabbanim, because the shmon esrei is only the rabbanim. Certainly, the eulogizer certainly can be so mech to be makel over here. He shouldn't stop and interrupt to say Shmon Esrei. There are even those that say for Kriyashma he's potter, which is a deraisa. So certainly, looking at the Torah in the Beis Yosef, he doesn't have to say this for Shmon Esrei, which is the Rabbanan. Sivkot Yud Aleph, the Onanim themselves sit there silently while the rest of the tzibur is davening. The ein onachrim klum, and he shouldn't even answer amen. The onin shouldn't answer amen, as we've already explained in Simon Ayin Aleph, that he's not chayiv in any of the mitzvos, and therefore he's not allowed to say amen, because that implies that he is chayiv in that mitzvah, and he's being yotzei with the person saying it. Siv Dalet, the Mechaber writes, Kavru es hameis, v'chozru ha'avelim l'kabel tanchumim. They finished the burial, and the avelim are lining up, they're getting ready to receive the words of Hamokim Yenachem Yisrael, the words of tanchumim, of comfort that the mourners are hearing from the assembled. V'chol ha'om holchim achareyem, mimokim ha'kevel, l'mokim sh'omdim shomho ha'avelim, laso shuru l'kabel tanchumim. And everybody's gathering to form the two lines, so that when the avel or the avelim walk through, they can be menachim, they can be comforted. At that point, they still haven't said kriyashma. So if the people who are standing in line waiting for the Avelim to come can say at least the first Pasuk Gishma as well as Baruch Shem for Machuso before they come, Yatchilu, they should in fact do that. But if not, they see the people are about to come, so then they shouldn't start saying Shema and Baruch Shem. They should wait till after they pass and then say Shema and Baruch Shem and the rest of the Shema at that point in time. That's what the Mechaber says. In Sivkot Yud Beis, the Mishnah Berurah writes, V'yikru kol ma shiuchlu, and they can say not only the first pasuk until the Avelim come, they can continue reading the Ahavta, etc., until the Avelim come, and then they'll stop over there at whatever point they're up to. The Ramah adds over here, Hagah, im yeishos bayom likros achakach. We're talking here that they shouldn't say the Shema right away, but wait till after the Avelim come. That's assuming that there is time during the day for them to go and say the Kriyashma. They'll still be within the Zman of of Zman Kriya Shema. But if not, so then the implication from the Rama is that they should not wait, they should say it right then and there. In Sifkot Yud Gimel, he writes, Avalim Yavar Zman Kriya Shema, Iku Kriya Shema Tchila. Then they should first say Kriya Shema if they're going to lose out on this Zman for Kriya Shema, Kivin Shadayin Lo Eschilu B'mitzvah Tanchumim. Because the mitzvah to be Menachem, the Avelim, doesn't occur, doesn't start until the Avel comes, till the Avelim come over there. So here the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is already present, so say Kriya Shema if there's not going to be time to say it afterwards. If there is time to be saying it afterwards, so then you can wait till the Avelim come, do the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim, and then go and say the Shema. Sif Hei. The Mechaber writes, Ha'omdim Bashuro L'Nachamo, the people waiting in line to give Nichum Avelim. Ha'pnimim Shiroim Pnei Avel Pturim, the ones that are in the innermost line. In other words, the one that are directly closest to the Avelim as they're walking through, so they're exempt from saying Kriyashma at that point in time. Vachitzonim, the people in the back rows that aren't directly in front of the Avelim, Shainim Roam Pnei Avel, they can't see the faces of the Avelim, then they're Chayavim to say Kriyashma, and that's what they should do. Again, this is assuming that there is no time afterwards to say this Kriyashma, and they'll miss out on this mitzvah if they don't say it right now. The halacha brewer adds one point over here. He says, with all of these halachas that we discuss in this sif and this simen, ein lechalek ben halavoyaso shel odom choshev levein halavoyas shar kol odom. We don't make any distinction between an important person who's being buried and a person who is not as important. All of these halachas are applicable in both cases. That concludes today's shir.